Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lent and Easter series this year, we're going to be focusing on the hand of the Lord. Specifically, we'll be focusing on the hand of our Lord Jesus, who is God in the flesh, the Creator. In our gospel for this evening, it's Jesus' hand who reaches down to save Peter. The hand of the Lord saves. If you were to be reading through Matthew's gospel, you would notice that up until this point, Jesus and his hands have been at work. Immediately before our reading, Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 fish into his hands, blessed, broke it, and fed 5,000 men besides the women and all the children that were gathered there. Jesus was in control of that situation, and he had a handle on this situation with Peter, even before Peter needed Jesus to grab him up out of the water. Remember, it was Jesus who immediately made the disciples get into the boat in the first place. When they were struggling against the wind and the waves, it was Jesus who came to his disciples, walking on the top of the waves. All of this thus far has been pointing to who Jesus is. He is God, the Creator in the flesh. Job said that it is God who alone stretched out the heavens and trampled the waves of the sea. Jesus is the great I Am. He is the Word through whom all things were made. He is God walking on the sea. And when his hand stretches out, it is truly the hand of the Lord God. That also means that what Jesus does with those hands also is the work of God. See, his hand is in control. But you know, brothers and sisters in Christ, sometimes in our own limited understanding, the frailty of our sinful flesh, we have difficulty grasping this reality that God is in control when God may be seeming distant, mysterious, or even terrifying to us. While the disciples were in the boat that evening, or that early morning, they had one of those moments. They were frightened in the early morning. Our text does not say that the wind or the waves were the source of their fear. They had, no doubt, handled their fair share of wind and waves in their careers as fishermen on the Sea of Galilee. So what is it that terrified them? Well, it was this figure of a man walking out on top of the water towards them. They cried out in fear. It's a ghost. I mean, you can imagine how fearful those disciples were. But the Lord addressed each of their concerns. To their being troubled, he said, "Take heart." To their cry that it was a ghost, he said, "No, it is I." To their being afraid, he said, "Do not be afraid." The Lord immediately addressed all of their concerns right there. The disciples had everything that they needed in our Savior's words, because everything was in his hands. But Peter, God bless him, Peter, instead of clinging to Jesus' words alone, ended up taking matters into his own hands. He wanted Jesus to prove it to him on his own terms. "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And amazingly, Jesus bids him come. Peter gets out of the boat and starts walking on top of the waves on his way to Jesus. But then he takes his eyes off of Jesus and he begins to sink. Before we're too hard on Peter, we should see that Peter's actions also shine a, a reflection on our own misguided attempts to take things into our own hands. So often it happens in a moment of uncertainty. And we may wonder at why the Lord is allowing this thing or that thing to happen to me. How often have we been like Peter, not content to trust in the Lord's words of promise? Rather, we have attempted to seize with our hands something out of our control when we ought to have started by folding our hands in prayer. How often have we discounted patience in the Lord in favor of brash action? How often have we attempted to be so bold as to live as though his words of promise were just not enough for us? How often do we end up crying out, just like Peter, at the mess that we have made when everything slips through our fingers? I mean, it illustrates our sinful condition so well. Our hands alone cannot keep us from sinking to the depths of Sheol and eternal judgment. All that we can say is with Peter, "Lord, save me." But immediately, the hand of the Lord reached down and saved Peter. Jesus acted immediately at just the right time, pulling him from his watery grave. Jesus immediately made them get into the boat at the beginning of the scene. He immediately calmed their fears. And now our Lord immediately reaches out his hand in compassion and in mercy at just the right time. While Peter was attempting to take things into his own hands, soon it was the Lord's hands reaching out and grabbing a hold of him. Everything is in the Lord's hands. Peter is too. You know, brothers and sisters in Christ, the Lord has answered our cries of, "Lord, save me." He has taken care of our sinful condition. He has reached down into the depths. Our Lord has taken upon himself our human flesh. He humbled himself to the point of death, even death on a cross for us. This is the hand of the Lord at work to save us today. Only God in the flesh can do that. Only the Word, through whom all things were created, can pull us up from the depths of judgment and despair. And this is true even in our moments of uncertainty. It's not a promise that every challenge, hardship, or trial will go away immediately, nor is it a promise that working through it will be easy, or that there will be easy fixes to all that ails us, nor will we always understand the workings of God in our lives. But when it comes to salvation, the Lord's merciful right hand is there. His presence and forgiveness in his word are immediately there when we need them. His word and the sacraments, they are true, no matter how great or how little our faith is. For they derive their power not from our faith, but from Jesus himself. Our Lord Jesus, God in the flesh, has reached down with his word and his sacraments to save you. So you can trust in his promises, which are true. Your old self has been drowned in holy baptism so that the new will arise. He has reached down to proclaim to you in confession and absolution that your sin is indeed forgiven. He has reached down to feed you with his very body and blood given and shed for you. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you have everything that you need for your salvation today. You have everything that you need in the gracious hand of the Lord who created you, saves you, and sanctifies you. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior.